all things COVID.
We're back again with all things COVID, and this time around, it's associated with the third wave of COVID-19. Plenty of questions, clearly. Will a third wave of COVID-19 hit India? When is it likely? All of that is bursting in our heads right now, so we've decided to put ourselves at ease, getting some answers, and we have with us Dr. Abdul Ghafoor, who is Coordinator Chennai Declaration on AMR, Apollo Adjunct Professor and Consultant in Infectious Diseases with Apollo Cancer Institute in Chennai. Thank you so much, Dr. Ghafoor, for joining us one more time on All Things COVID, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening.
You know, the burning question right now is, you know, we were told sometime a few months ago that a third wave is imminent. Now it appears that there's not much talk of it. So will a third wave of COVID-19 really hit India? What is your expert opinion?
Predicting a third wave is more difficult than predicting a cyclone, or even more difficult than when aliens will land on Earth.
Right.
I hope John Nash, the architect of game theory,
right,
is alive today and will be able to help us.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are multiple predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, 2-3 weeks ago, our Niti Aayog made a prediction. We are going to have 5 lakh cases a day in the third wave, probably right next month.
Right.
I have absolutely no idea where the Niti Aayog got this number.
Mm-hmm.
There was another prediction from IIT Kanpur, probably 2 months ago, that we will have a third wave, and that third wave can have 3 possibilities. One, a small bump, which is likely, and then an intermediate wave of probably 1 lakh cases a day.
Right.
And an extreme scenario of up to 5 lakh cases a day.
Right.
Now, that 5 lakh cases a day, in my opinion, is extremely unlikely unless a highly infectious variant with immune escape emerges.
Right.
That is very, very unlikely, but nothing is impossible with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So COVID-19 is a virus that keeps on changing its behavior, sharpening its weapons and strengthening its armory. We don't know when it's going to strike and how and were next time.
Right.
But such a 5 lakh cases a day scenario is an extremely unlikely scenario.
Right.
We may not have a third wave. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a third wave, that's probably, you know, maybe 1 lakh cases a day, which is well manageable by the country.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, we should be prepared. It's always best to be prepared for the worst scenario and hope for the best.
Be prepared for the worst scenario and hope for the best, really, indeed. And you also spoke about, you know, Professor John Nash, a beautiful mind, and we want to hold on to that memory. But, you know, when we look around us, not much is beautiful at all. We have worry and concerns plaguing us, online education, vaccines for children, plenty of questions, really. But let me not digress over here. If at all there is a third wave that does hit us, Dr. Ghafoor, what will it look like?
A third wave, even if it hits, it's most likely to be a medium-sized wave of probably 1 lakh cases a day, very similar to that of the first wave in the country.
Okay.
Now, we have the experience and facilities of managing even a monstrous second wave.
Right.
So that scenario is unlikely. And even if a wave happens, we will be in a comfortable position to manage it. But that said, we should be prepared.
Hmm.
We need to fasten our vaccination. Of course, our national vaccination is going at a very fast pace now. And we are managing the largest vaccination program in the world. And recently, we even gave more than 1 crore vaccine a day. That's more than the population of Switzerland.
The whole population of Switzerland.
So we are moving our vaccination at a very fast pace. And then the public should never move away from the COVID appropriate behavior. The masking, social distancing, and hand washing. We should never forget the basics. Whether there will be a third wave or not depends on the human behavior and the virus behavior. And the virus behavior is in the hands of the virus, not in our hands. But human behavior is in our hands.
Are there lessons that we have learned, Dr. Ghafoor, from the pandemic so far? Anything that you would like to call out as important for us to bear in mind?
We have learned a lot of lessons during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the virus is so unpredictable.
Right.
And number two, saving livelihood is as important as saving lives. At the beginning of the pandemic, we were all so concerned about lives, saving lives. Hmm. And over the time, we realized saving livelihood is as important.
Right.
We can't get our country or any place locked down forever. And we learned from that. We locked down and then we opened up our economy. And when the second wave came, we had a short period of lockdown. But we learned a lot during the first wave.
Right.
And then we realized saving, we need to save lives. We need to save livelihood. Reducing the mortality alone is only one component of COVID management.
Right.
We need to save livelihood. We need to save our economy. If you don't do that, there will be very high, we'll have a disastrous economy because of the pandemic. We'll have joblessness. That's our country is focusing now. Saving livelihood on one hand, saving lives on the other hand. We need to take both together. And that's what our country is doing today.
Right. Now, for the benefit of our healthcare professionals tuned in, Dr. Ghafoor, what advice would you give them in manner of preparation for the third wave? What would you say to them?
The medical community is already prepared to face a third wave, even if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have the experience of the first wave. We have the experience of the second wave. The states, all states should prepare for the third wave, whether it happens or not. Improve the healthcare facilities and adequate manpower. Educate the public again that if you don't follow protocols, a third wave may happen.
Is there a possibility of further waves? I know we are not yet in the third wave, but then there are also people wondering if then, you know, there are other waves that are emerging in the future. How likely is that?
It's unlikely to have huge waves, but this virus is not going to go away anywhere. It's going to be with us for years to come. The best case scenario is this virus, after a third wave it happens, may become endemic. The virus will be around us. Probably each and every state will have probably 1,000 cases around.
Right.
It's not going to go away. It will be there in small numbers, and in between, there will be outbreaks, clusters in various places.
Right.
And if you don't follow COVID-appropriate behavior, if you don't get ourselves vaccinated, that clusters will be huge to call as outbreaks.
Right, right. You know, on a final note, I recall that in the first podcast that we recorded with you, Dr. Ghafoor, you'd use the word armament. Are there any ideas you believe we have in our armament, collective armament, that will help us protect ourselves against future strains of the virus?
Again, vaccination. What we need is, we need all the vaccine manufacturers across the world to manufacture vaccine that includes the new viral strains.
Right.
All the vaccines available in the world today are prepared with the original Wuhan strain.
Right.
And the virus has changed its behavior significantly. I do agree, even the existing vaccines has got good activity in preventing severe disease. But that's today. It's going to change tomorrow. So all companies should tweak the component of their vaccine with the new strains and then introduce those new vaccines as boosters at least by early next year.
Well, I think you've addressed some key points that our healthcare professionals tuned in would have had with respect to the third wave, what it's likely to look like, some of the lessons, and indeed what we need to do to prepare ourselves against one should it be upon us. Dr. Ghafoor, any final comments for our healthcare professionals as they gear up for another reality, perhaps, that will always have some strain or the other of this virus? Any final words for them?
Yes, there will be future viral variants. And there may be other viruses as well. So we should be always prepared, vigilant. And one suggestion to my friends in the medical community. We doctors are always considered, we always think about saving lives.
Right.
But we should not think about the socio-economic and political aspects of a pandemic. Saving lives is as important as saving livelihood.
Or
saving livelihood is as important as saving lives. The medical community should always think about the bigger picture.
I think golden words for us to internalize and live with. Thank you so much one more time, Dr. Ghafoor, for making this an enlightening experience for all of our listeners on all things COVID.
Thank you.
For more discussions and resources, visit tccmc.in.